things I could say about Peter, but we're looking at a particular phrase this evening for the family service, and that is Peter the Rock. And I have brought some illustrations, which I'll come to later. So referring to Peter the Rock, there is a particular scripture in the Bible regarding this. It's taken from Matthew 16, verse 18. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. This scripture speaks specifically about the title for tonight. And we can gain a lot from that short verse. There's three things I'm going to look at tonight. The first part is the scripture that I've just read out itself. Now, in its original text, there's something quite interesting. Now, you may know this, you may not know this. But there is an actual play on words, which we don't see in our text. And that's the fact that the words used in the original text, the name Peter and the name of, or should I say the item rock, are very similar. Now, my pronunciation of these might not be right, but I will try my best, I will endeavour. Peter was pronounced Petros, which the meaning of was a detached stone or boulder. So I've got a little illustration of that. A detached stone or boulder. Nothing too hard or probably going to cause any problems, or something that might be tossed around from here to there, kicked around on a beach, thrown maybe at a window if you're naughty or something like that. Petros. A detached stone or boulder. Put it back. And then the word, as we say, rock. But in the original text, it would have been Petra. Very similar words. But there is quite a big difference. And that Petra was roughly translated a mass of connected rock. Something which would cause an issue, which would make a statement, which is firm, which cannot be tossed, cannot be moved, and you would have problems with penetrating it, picking it up, not like this one, and moving it. Wow. Now, I did move it earlier, but it's a firm thing. And if you kick that, right there, you fall. So why is this scripture playing on these two words? Petros and Petra. Peter was a very changed man. Jump back to when Jesus first met Peter. What was he? A fisherman. Now, I don't know if any of you know fishermen, And it's not the type of fisherman that would go out to a little lake with a rod and sit there for 6 hours getting suntan. Peter was a fisherman that went out in a boat. He went out for his living in a boat to catch fish. And if he didn't catch fish, he wasn't making a living. Now, probably the conditions would have been tough. He wouldn't have been the only fisherman in this lake where he fished, or this sea, because it was quite a big area. There would have been quite a few. It'd have been a competitive job. He would have to have hindsight into knowing where to go, into knowing what depths to put his nets at. It was a tough job. And he was probably quite a hardy, quite a keen man, so to speak. It would have been tough work, strenuous, energetic, long hours, tiring, not really much time to socialise or maybe mix with family. It would have been a day in, day out job. But Jesus came along and he was having a particularly bad day fishing. Nothing was coming up for him. His boat was probably empty. And he was having a bad day. He was going to be going home, not being able to put food on the table, not having money in his pockets, and probably saying quite a few unsightly things. Jesus came along, not a fisherman. Put your nets on the other side. And Peter thought, well, what's this guy know? But he did what God said. That might have been the first thing that changed in Peter's life. He did what God said. And the nets went in. And the nets were so full, they were straining under the weight of fish. And this was a man who knew how to fish, Peter. He knew where the fish had been. Yet Jesus came and said, put them on the other side. And he did what God said. Peter was then invited to change his occupation. But again, Jesus used a play on words. He wanted him to become a fisher of men. Maybe an even a harder challenge for him. But what a great man Peter became. And this is illustrated in that first verse that we've read out, when Jesus said to Peter, I tell you, Peter, and on this rock,
I will build my church. Peter changed from this. Something that might be tossed around, thrown about, easily moved, to something firm. Something hard standing. Something durable. Something which is a completely different classification of the word rock. Got another scripture I'd like us to quickly think about, and it's another one that the kids might know about, that we talk about quite a lot, and they sing a song about it as well. This scripture, although it's not referring directly to Peter, I think it's important that I read it out. It's taken from Luke 6:48, and it says, "They are like a man building a house who dug deep down and laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built." Like I say, although this is not talking directly about Peter, there are some lines we can draw similar to what we're speaking about tonight. Here it talks of a rock as a firm foundation. But the way in this particular verse it's talking, it's introducing a place where we could be. A place where we, our life, our being, our presence can make a difference. If our life's on that firm foundation, if our life is on that rock, we're in a great position. A position of firmness. A position what can make a difference. A position where when turmoil and strife, burden and hardship comes, we can stand firm. We won't be shaken. And then lastly, I've got another scripture taken from 1 Peter 2, verses 4 and 6. And it says there, "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Peter was a man that was so influenced by Jesus from that very first meeting. He said, "Okay, God, I'll do it." And Peter did it. And that what made Peter, from Petros into Petra. That change can happen to each one of us tonight. We refer to Peter as the rock of the early church, the foundation in which the church as we know it was built. But we are today's church. And God has got to put his foundation, his building, his self into you and me. And by us saying yes to God, yes to Jesus, just like Peter did, that difference can be made in our lives. No matter how young or how old we are, we're never in a position where you can change your life from something that can be taken and that can be, I don't want to chuck it back there because kids, that can be tossed from A to B, can be blown about in the winds, can be moved, can be in some ways taken from one place to another. Tonight, wherever you are in your life, you can have a complete transformation and you can become that rock for our Lord. That rock that's so strong, so stable, so firm, it can't be moved. Amen.